The first torch of London 2012 has been lit, and look how proud Ben Ainslie looks.
That's something I'll never forget, and the important thing, it's for everybody. For Cornwall, for the nation, for the Olympics, it's a very special day.
I wouldn't change any of it for the world, it's amazing.
There it is, the Olympic kiss. It was your show. And across the whole of the beach now, people taking thousands and thousands of pictures.
I saw it in 1948 outside Northolt Airport when I was a kid, sitting on my father's shoulders, and I want to do it again.
There's literally hundreds of people lining the streets of Helston. There's probably more people than you see on Florida, actually. If life is your stay.
I believe it is Nicole Martin who is carrying that flame.
This really is our moment to shine. We've got students down here from the schools across Falmouth and Penryn, primary and secondary, who've joined together in a choir.
Hundreds and hundreds of people are here on the moor. They're hanging out of windows. They're on the church roof. I can see the torch. It is wafting away in front of me in the Cornish sunshine. Ben Leonard, 35, from his hometown here in Falmouth, is walking proudly, held right above his head, waving to the crowd.
I think everyone's suddenly got that Olympic buzz and spirit now, and the flame's finally here and moving around.
And here comes Gavin Cattle from the Cornish Pirates. He's made his way down onto Custom House Quay.
You've won gold medals. You shouldn't get emotional over a little flame like that.
No, I think it's a reaction of the crowd and knowing that, yeah, the games are here in London and what that means. And as an athlete, that's just, it means so much to be able to share it with your nation.
It's Rick Bennett from St Agnes. He's 42. Everyone knows him as Peg Leg. And he's walking down Lemon Street. He's just got the one leg left and it was amputated below the knee. Oh, look at his face, it's just a picture. Bless him, he's having such a good time. This man is being justly rewarded for his work. He's a postman in Perranporth, and he's done so much community fundraising.
I'm in front of the cathedral, Lawrence, and Lisa just had the torch handed over to her and sprinted off. I was so close I could almost touch it. You could actually feel the heat coming off the torches.
So, Joanna, have you managed to get to Trafalgar Roundabout yet?
I'm on Morley Avenue, Lawrence. What do you want, blood? My shoe fell off.
You feel so special, like, you know, running along with a torch.
I feel like a celebrity. I knew so many people. They were waving back. It was fantastic. I can't wait to tell my daughter when she's old enough.
Exactly, because she's just a mere 4 months, isn't she?
Yeah,
so
she
you're
is.
Not long since actually having a baby. And she was already kitted out in her Olympic gear. The crowd is
listening. All these individual stories will do something to combat our ridiculous celebrity culture and realise that inside everybody, everyone has the capability of doing really special things which transform communities and individual lives.
The Olympic torch has in fact now arrived at the Eden Project. Ben Fogle has it at the very top of the hill, and the flame is flickering very gently in the breeze.
A white helmet to match his white tracksuit as he's strapped into this harness, and he'll be dropping into the IKOS pod, a balloon usually used to monitor insects in the tropical biome. Today it'll be carrying a very special cargo indeed, up through the leaves and the palms, a flame that has crossed countries and continents, seas and oceans, and 65 miles of Cornish land. The Olympic flame now in the golden Davy Lantern 2012 emblazoned on the front of it, a flame that has travelled from Athens to the heart of Cornwall at the Eden Project. And up we go, very gently. Here he goes, and that's quite some pace he's ascending here. He's certainly not hanging about. He's risen like a phoenix, majestically.
Unforgettable, that's an experience. Wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, I will always treasure it. It will be a memory that I'll be able to share with my children. Unique, utterly unique.
I'm reliably informed that Bugle does not have thousands and thousands of residents, so we can be sure that this torch has magnetically, magically attracted people from far, far away.
The torchbearer Jenny now just taking off down Higherbore Street as she runs away from us, surrounded by people in Bodmin. You can hear the excitement around me.
Andrew Ball, the torchbearer,
here he comes. He's just coming down the slip road onto the edge of the TMR bridge. I'm running along here, trying to find his mum. She's here. The Olympic motto is a moment to shine. Certainly a storm today, brilliantly from Land's End all the way up to Salt Ash and the Tamar Bridge. It's been a golden day in the history of this great county, some might call it a great country. But to end on this note and this iconic landmark of the Tamar Bridge, with a 20-year-old Cornish lad celebrating his birthday and taking the torch across the whole length of the bridge, there's been lots of fun and laughter here in Cornwall today, lots of colour with flags and bunting, lots of cheering and clapping, and plenty of tears of joy and pride. Now, Devon, the flame is safely in your hands.